Well, I had somebody recently tell me that there was a receiving station for souls on the moon. Now, is that something that resonates with you?
I had said that. I knew that in 1990, and had said it then, and I think I said it on an earlier show on Coast to Coast.
Uh-huh. Okay, then. Why have our astronauts not even seen a hint? I mean, they haven't at least admitted that they've seen a hint of anything untoward on the moon, not so much as anything.
No, I'm aware of that. And I haven't even really dwelled on it. I mean, that's just one experience that I had really relating, and when I wrote that, it was...
Well, I mean, it's an important question. We have men there, and they would have, should have seen, they orbited while they waited for their friends down on the surface, right? And they should have seen a crystal city. There should have been some transmission saying, Mission Control, we've got a crystal city under us at the moment, or something like that.
Well, perhaps it was not visible to them, and perhaps it was more of a spiritual vision than physical, or a combination. You know, I don't know what they have seen, what they haven't seen. I know what I've seen, and I know that I haven't dwelt on that particular issue. I haven't been back in the spirit. It's just one experience that I have.
I know, but it's an important one because it resonates with something, well, John Lear said to me. Mm-hmm. He said there was a receiving station for souls on the moon.
Well, that's mind-blowing because it confirms what I've been shown.
Yeah.
Well, how can we prove it? It's one of those things that we can't prove. We can say it, but we can't prove it.
Well, but you've seen it. You know it's true.
I've seen it, and in my spirit, in my soul, you know, I know what I've seen. And yes, I believe it is true. I believe there is something to this tunnel of light business that NDE experiencers have.
See, yes, there is something to it.
And I don't really think that it's all nice and good and beneficent and benevolent. And you know, you see your relatives, and they're all coming out in waves of love, and everyone's lovey-dovey, and it's all going to be a happy experience. I think it has something to do with getting permission, getting your free will, getting your consent to take the soul.
Listen, Zeph, I've got to ask what's going to probably seem like a rude question, but when you're talking about incredible things, and we are talking about incredible things here, it requires some understanding, and doing in my position, I've got to ask this question. I mean, you were admittedly involved in satanic ritual abuse as a youngster. You alluded to the fact that you were in some kind of facility, I guess a psychiatric facility, or I'm just guessing, but
right.
It was that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's an obvious question. How can you be sure, Zeph, that what everything you're telling me right now that you experienced, you know, I can feel it, I can hear it in your voice that you understand, you believe it. But, I mean, it's an obvious question. If you were in a psychiatric facility, how do you know that you weren't delusional? How do you know that you weren't observing in a delusional state other people that were in a delusional state getting medicated and so forth and so on, explaining a lot of what you've got here?
Well, I definitely was delusional back then. Yeah, not delusional, but definitely mind-controlled in the sense that there were certain, quote, doctors, unquote,
yes,
on my case, which, you know, made me believe that nothing like any of these things that I've said that tonight had ever occurred.
Of course. I believe
that I was delusional about the things that I had experienced. In other words, they had me turned around backwards for a good, I don't know how many years. Anyway, when they released me, my life was like the Truman Show. I mean, everyone around me was appointed, was assigned to me. And then what they used me for, why they didn't just kill me, is they used me for things like, for spiritual things. And for, sometimes they would have me write down, you know, like an equation or ideas, things like that. And they would just take whatever I'd written and take it away. And other times they would bring me around people that were ill.
And who is they?
They, just people that were around me as a child, let's say.
Oh,
like
I see.
Significant others, teachers, friends, family, other families.
All right. To get out of this facility, Zeph, I assume that you had to finally agree with them that everything you had experienced was delusional and I'm better now. Otherwise, they don't let you out.
But I not only agreed with them, Art, I really, really believe that I was mistaken. In fact, the memory was even gone. I had no real memory of the trauma, things that I had seen. You know, there were people that had been killed and all kinds of things. And I had I could not believe that could be true. It just went against everything in my soul, everything that I...
Well, it's okay, so then if you really felt that way at the moment of your release, you had been mind-controlled to that point, then how do we get from there to where we are today and what you are telling me is true and did happen and was real and is real?
Well, later on in my life, the programming obviously...
Fell apart,
and at that time, there were a bunch of people that were coming around... again, assigned to me to put the programming back, and they don't really care much if you go to the if you feel suicidal or go to the doctor or you tell them you need medication. Well, they don't mind that. What they mind is that the truth would come out and that you would be conscious of the system around you, the society, of the people around you, and what they were all about. And as I said, I think they use people like us, those who have, I guess, are not them. They use us for certain spiritual things. And it's the only reason I can't think of another reason I'd be alive right now.
Well, you sound reasonable. You're saying fantastic things, but you do sound pretty reasonable and not in a delusional state right now.
No, I'm not
sure.
I don't think so. Well, what happened is I had, I guess what you would call in the, just a few years ago, like a total breakdown of everything. Everything flooded back. All the memories flooded back. I suddenly looked around and I saw people and I understood that they were assigned to me and I understood this whole thing was so bizarre. And I cried out to God then. That's how that began. And I just said, look, I know they want me to kill myself, and I know they're going to kill me, and I'm beyond even caring anymore. But God, if you're there, if you're, real, would you help me?
And
he did. I felt this presence within me, speaking to me, talking to me, and saying that I am your father. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and you have been hurt. And he began to fill in all the blanks, and I would test the information with people that were in the know, and it was all true.
Zeph, how old are you now?
I'm 50.
And when did all of this dark period in your life end? How many years ago now?
Well, it would be in the year 2000 when in 1990 it broke, and then I was kind of put back together, and then in 2000 it finally completely collapsed.